there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
2 days ago, I said what most people in the NBA are thinking, which is like, look, we can all love Giannis. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, for the most part, and there's a little bit of nah, boo-boo, I told you so with the I don't need a super team, it's super easy. I don't, if you thought it was super easy for Kevin Durant this year, you're not paying attention. But regardless of which, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 99% of the time, seems to say and do the right thing. And because he has this kind of boyish, gee-shucks, it's about us, our city, our team. I'm staying. Everybody likes Giannis, and nobody's trying to impede that love in any way. But the reality is, like, look, if Kyrie doesn't get hurt, they get stomped by the Nets. Even with Kyrie hurt, you're a Kevin Durant toenail from being sent home from the second round of the playoffs. So there's a lot to it. Right, then you run into the Hawks instead of the 76ers. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Trae Young is hurt the last couple of games. So is Giannis. But at least that adds to the discussion of, did we really get the two best teams here? Because nobody would have, if you lined them up. I mean, the Lakers were the favorite to beat the Suns. Granted, they didn't, but it should also be pointed out that Anthony Davis was hurt. Right? Jamal Murray was hurt. Like, I could go on. Kawhi Leonard was hurt. But here's what I actually woke up early this morning. I woke up so early this morning, the Olympic opening ceremonies were on. I'm like, oh, they weren't interesting when it was real time or when it was prime time. Now they're even less interesting at 4 a.m. locally. But I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, you know, you're looking at this thing the completely wrong way. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You're listening to this show because you probably like sports, right? And I've said this about baseball for a long time, that anything that can't really be explained in life, you just go, well, that's baseball. Right? How do you explain the, well, that's baseball. You know, how do you explain a guy who is a middling pitcher throwing a perfect game, and that's baseball. How do you explain that? That's like anything that you cannot explain through normal, rational conversations about the sport. People just say that's baseball, right? Ground ball with eyes. That's baseball. You know, a ball bounces up and takes a wild hop and a normally sure-handed fielder does not. That's baseball. But I actually think on a bigger spot, like on a bigger look, like that's sports. That's sports. I don't know if the Lakers were the best team last year. Last year was in the bubble. They didn't. The Heat were definitely not the best team in the East. But we don't seem to question the credibility of the Lakers championship. You go back the year before that, and of course the Toronto Raptors only beat the Golden State Warriors, if we're realistic, because KD was hurt, only played part of one game, then tore his Achilles tendon. Klay Thompson in game 6 tore his ACL. They didn't have several other players due to injury, and yet, you know, the Raptors don't have to give back their title. They just don't. And so, you know, look, the Warriors won back-to-back titles, and I don't think anybody would question whether or not they were the best team, but that's not the way sports always work. The best team on paper doesn't always win. This is not a movie. In the movies, the good guys always win. That doesn't happen in sports. Sports is just not explainable other than that sports. And so this is, I woke up this morning and I'm not apologizing to the Milwaukee Bucks fans. They know that they got a flawed superstar. They have a flawed team. That even their coach, who I haven't heard anybody say, like, you know, Bud did a really good job, which is kind of a bunch of crap, to be honest. When they lost, it was all Bud's fault. When they won, boy, it was Giannis and Chris Middleton. He deserves some of the blame and some of the credit as well. But isn't it amazing that there's basically two camps? There's the camp of, yeah, they won, but the Suns weren't that good. Yeah, they won, but Chris Paul's really small. Yeah, they won, but the Nets got hurt. The Lakers got hurt. The Clippers got hurt. There's a mental asterisk by it. And then there's the side of, nope! Milwaukee won fair and square. But here's the that sports take. Look, I don't think anybody truly believes that in a 7-game series they were going to beat the Nets at full strength. I don't believe they would have beaten the Lakers or the Clippers at full strength because they matched up better with the Milwaukee Bucks. But I also know that it doesn't matter. Just like I tell you every year, like we do this comparison of would they beat last year's team with the... They don't have to. All you have to do is beat the 4 opponents in front of you. And you don't even have to beat them every game. The rules are you got to beat them 4 out of 7 games. Right? It's like anyone who's ever played, and lots of you are listening to me in Las Vegas. We're on our Vegas affiliate. And most youth teams go to Vegas for a weekend to 3 weeks in the summer. And they play in all these tournaments. And they all have different rules, different age rules. Some have pool play. Some have a super pool in the tournament pool. There's lots of different. And all you can do is if you win the games, you win the tournament. Well, this kid had skating camp and this kid had a baseball tournament. Nobody cares. Nobody goes back and says retroactively, we're going to give the title to the Lakers because truth be told, they were better. Nobody gives it to the Clippers because truth be told, they're better. Nobody hands the Warriors a title because they were better when they were full strength. They just weren't at full strength. Not the way it works. And if you want to explain the inexplicable in sports, you just say, well, that's sports. How do you explain that all these top players went down except for Giannis? And he ends up but he did go down. He went down for 2 games, and they won the 2 games without him. How do you explain that? Sports. He lost the first game back. He was trying to find his way. Chris Paul was awesome. Look, I'm not going to change what I believe in regards to the Milwaukee Bucks and where they stand. If I was to do a pantheon, the team rankings in the NBA, I'm not going to change. On the other hand, they won the tournament. Based upon the rules, they showed up, they won games. End of story. End of story.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I got to take a second here. So I listen, and you sometimes you guys get local ads or whatever, but I was listening to what are our network ads, and we do promos for other shows. And Ben Maller's show is one that I enjoy when I'm driving around late at night, no matter where I am in the country. He is, what does he call himself? An overnight gas bag? Is that what he calls himself? But I like that, you know, a little self-deprecating. Here's the only problem with it. Kind of taking on the gas bag thing when you're talking about this vaccine. Rick Dennison was an offensive line coach with the Minnesota Vikings. I mention was because he refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, and now he's out of a job. Right? Now he's out of a job. And look, the NFL has to do something. Yesterday they came out with a strongly worded, a mutually agreed to between the NFL and NFPA policy for the season. Like, look, man, look at all the stuff we got to do if you don't get vaccinated. Now, you can fire a coach because I don't believe the coaches are protected by a union. Well, that sucks, huh? And I obviously, there's going to be some legal questions as to it. But the fact is, they are a privately owned company. And privately owned companies, like sports franchises, if they make a rule, if they make for the health and safety of all of their workers, you have to abide by it. I'm sure there'll be a lawsuit. I'm sure he'll get some money, some walking away money. But this is the way it works in professional sports, right? When you're upset with the way things are going, a position coach or an assistant coach is usually the first to go, then the head coach, then maybe the general manager, and then the players. That's what happened here. The NFL is not messing around. Like, people have, there are very few things that people on both sides of the aisle agree on. Just don't. Like, you're like, the sunrise in the east, but not the east, that side of the country. Like, no, it's all rise in the east, sets in the west. And apparently everyone now agrees, get the vaccine. Because what happens is there was this mass disinformation campaign. It's not right. It's not healthy. The FDA is experimenting. People using things that either they didn't know the definition of, or they were just being disingenuous in an effort to make either administration look bad. I don't know. I'd like to believe that both sides now agree because it's in the best interest of all of our health and safety, but I have no idea. All I know is everyone is telling you the exact same thing. The exact same thing, which is go get the vaccine. Don't believe me? You could be out of a job. You could be out of a job. And you can sit here and say that's not fair, but it's also not fair to anybody else if you're not getting the vaccine. I'm not professing to be an immunologist. I'm just not. Hey, okay? But I do find it interesting that there are people on our airwaves, in our society, that talk all the time about facts above feelings. And yet, like, look, scientists deal with scientific facts, things that are proven over time throughout research. Right? Like, you do understand they work with scientific facts. A true scientist doesn't have a, they may have an outcome they think based upon hypotheses, but it becomes a theory when it's been proven time and again through trial and error. Right? So I don't understand the path that some people are on, some NFL players are on, but the NFL through the Vikings has made a statement yesterday and today, in case you weren't listening to what we said, like, Nuke Hopkins, I might have to quit football. Bro, shut up. Stop it. Nuke Hopkins is not quitting football because somebody tells him he needs to be vaccinated to protect the most of the population. Stop. I might not play football. You go make $27 million, $7 million more than anybody at your position somewhere else? Oh, of course you're not. All you got to do is get vaccinated. But Rick Dennison being out, there's no chance that happened in Minnesota without a call to the commissioner's office. Hey, Rick Dennison refuses to get vaccinated. Are we allowed to fire him? Will this? And they're like, hell yeah. Let's make a statement. One coach loses his job, it'll be another one, and pretty soon it'll be a player.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
So, it's really interesting how we have a bit of selective memory from our own days as kids. Here's what I mean. All right. If you went to college, okay, if you went to college, you probably went through something similar to what I went through. Okay. That if you go to college, generally, and every school is different, private schools obviously have, but you have to get a tetanus shot. Yeah, you have to get a tetanus shot. Some schools make you have to get, they have to get MMR. That's measles, mumps, and rubella. Okay. The tetanus shot, diphtheria, and pertussis. I'm not even sure what that is. Okay, but that's one. It's called Tdap. It's a one you have to get. And then some schools make you have to get a bacterial meningitis shot. It's really interesting that we have, like, we're inoculated against stuff previously. Only now there's pushback. And the idea behind it is there's so much stuff that we don't actually know. And I'm not professing to know either. I just know that enough smart people say this is something you got to do. Go do it. And here's the logical reason why. Did you guys see this latest story that the New England as assistant coach who won't be with the team this year due to health and safety protocols. In other words, he was relieved of his duties. Right? Like, this is going to happen. You're either going to get vaccinated or you're going to have to find another line of work. And remember, as I stated, the difference in coaches and players are coaches are not protected by a union. Players are. And so it'll be harder to get rid of a player that refuses to get inoculated. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. Doesn't mean it won't happen. So, Paul Christ is going to join us momentarily. I think so much of this is fascinating. Did you guys hear, Ramos, do you have that sound of Tom Brady yesterday?
I'll grab it. Stand by.
That was an interesting one. I thought that was fascinating. You know, look, here's the thing. People and who they appear to be before the media is not necessarily who they are in real life. My belief is that the truth about Bill Belichick is that players love Bill Belichick. There's this sense that we get like, ah, oh, he's the worst. He's a jerk. They're cheap. It's all about him. And then you hear how Randy Moss talks about him. You hear how other Patrick Chung saying how difficult it was for him to go in there and retire. The image of Bill Belichick is gruff. We're on to Cleveland. We're on to Cincinnati. We're on to whomever. He doesn't have time or the desire for any of your small talk. He just, what a jerk, right? Whereas the image of Tom Brady has always been, oh, gee, shucks, I'm just Tom Brady. I'm just so fortunate to be here. Man, Tom Brady, what an unbelievable teammate, right? Unbelievable. Takes less money, always makes the right play, you know, no ego involved at all. And then you, I mean, look, the biggest win he had because he was such a robot earlier in his career was they win the Super Bowl and he gets white boy wasted at the victory boat parade, right? That was a huge win for him. Guys are like, yeah, I've been day drunk like that. Man, that must have been a really good nap. You ever do that? You drink during the day and then you take a nap and you wake up, it's dark outside. You're like, I have no idea what day it is or where I am. That was Tom Brady, I'm sure. I mean, he's throwing the trophy around. But Tom Brady's enjoying this kind of moment in the sun, this victory lap, if you will, where he's, I mean, this was Tom Brady. I believe we have it, right? This is Tom Brady talking yesterday about teams that passed on him.
Me to go than where I actually went was the Bucks, and
but you've caused a lot of intrigue with this, and everybody's guessing. Do you care to expose who it was you were talking about?
The team? No, because there's private things for me that are going to remain, motivational for me. So they know who they are. I mean, they know that the teams.
You think
know,
they know?
Yeah, the teams know who were probably interested, and yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just a reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Okay. Now, the first part I will point out, okay, is that most every athlete, matter of fact, I'm going to say all, deep in their hearts, believes that they're way better than whatever you think they are. And even Michael Jordan, who many people consider, myself included, the greatest of all time, thinks of himself in greater terms than Michael Jordan is considered. Right? LeBron James already said, I'm the best player ever because we came back 3-1 against the Golden State Warriors. Like, they all do it. So I'm not going to sit here and chastise Tom Brady when he has more championship rings than any quarterback in the history of the sport, and we give credit to the quarterbacks, and go like, you know what? He shouldn't believe that he's the Michael Jordan, the Wayne Gretzky of the sport. Right? However, he's not the Michael Jordan or the Wayne Gretzky of the sport. He's just not. Like, he wasn't the best quarterback in the league. He wasn't the best quarterback in either of his last two games he played. His team was simply healthier. And look, we've seen some of this from Giannis, and Giannis is getting away with it because he's young and it's his first championship and we feel good. But Giannis is like, man, I want to work through this team. I don't want it to be easy to and join a super team. Like, you think it was easy for Kevin Durant? You think that's easy? Going to a team, not playing for a year, not playing in the bubble, joining a team, they trade for James Harden middle of the year, they play together all of 8 games, then you get in the playoffs, then Kyrie Irving gets hurt. You think that was easy? But because you win, we let you just run your mouth and say things that don't actually make sense. Tom Brady's not the Wayne Gretzky of this sport. He's not the Michael Jordan of the sport. No one is going to ever say, like, you know who the best? They'll say the most successful. And winning follows him. But the other part is, like, now you're starting to understand how the Garoppolo story of, hey, either get rid of him or get rid of me. And you're like, man, that doesn't seem like Tom Brady. Yes, it does. This is the beauty to Brady, and what he's been able to do is control the narrative and never say, and Augie shucks it. And now the real Tom comes out. That's not the Tom versus time Tom. That's not the kind, thoughtful, considerate Tom. This is the real Tom. And I look, they're all like this. All of them are vicious competitors. Vicious. They all get their panties in a wad when somebody drafts another quarterback. Aaron Rodgers isn't the only one. Tom Brady gets mad. First through seventh round, they don't care. Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, they all get pissed. All of them. But it's like, Tom, I mean, those teams that you're talking about, I mean, I know the Chargers wanted him, the Niners wanted him, but the Niners, like, we got to keep in mind, they had just been to a Super Bowl. Just been to a Super Bowl. And could they have taken on Tom Brady? Like, yeah, but what do you do with your current quarterback? Real easy to say, well, the Raiders should have gone after him and got rid of Derek Carr, but it's like, okay, so we're just supposed to jettison a guy that you know, we've been building around? I don't know. It doesn't make, I mean, Tom Brady sounded incredibly arrogant. All these guys that passed on me are dumb. I'm the Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky of the sport. I just, for a guy who has controlled his outwardly perceived confidence for so long, well, there's some arrogance. And you could say, hey, well, look, we do it. That's what we do. You win. You get to say whatever you want.
Eesh. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.